not that I saw him, and his big feet crossed in front of him. It was the feet I fell over, the size 12s. He was probably sleeping off a late night with a stomach full of fry-up from the cafe at the bottom of the hill, where everybody was wearing leather, but nobody wore their leather as well as he did. He was so used to being looked at that he didn't notice any more. It would have been just like him, the person I came to know, to sit there reading a book after he'd finished eating. Military history. Something about the ocean and its creatures. He's the only person I've ever seen who could turn a page wearing leather gloves and not fumble. For heaven's sake, the man could shuffle and deal a pack of cards without taking his gloves off, even if that was a party trick, something done for a bet with his poker club. Supple dress gloves, not his bike gloves. When he got off his machine, he'd pull off the stiff bike gloves and fold them in his helmet, then pull out the thin dress ones from his jacket pocket. 100 to 1, those dress gloves were Mayfair jobs made to measure for his fingers to fit them so snugly, all the way to the tips. And in the moment between gloves, when his hands were naked, he would use the left one to sweep back the leading edge of his thick yellow hair in a single brisk gesture, much too decisive to seem like grooming. You could never think of that poised, impatient movement of the hand as grooming, let alone preening. Hair that was never lank or